Well, welcome to my house, everybody. It's great to have you all here. I wonder, there's a bit more space, actually, so if anybody else wants to come and join up the front here, it'd be lovely to have a nice, full house. Now, it's very important that we stay on the carpets as well, just so the house stays nice and tidy. And probably to start with, I should let you know where we all are. This house is in the land of Egypt. Now, does anyone know where Egypt is? Yeah. Egypt is in Africa. I've actually even got a little map here. So if you went from Maidenhead, that's where we're, all the way to Egypt, you'd have to go all the way down there. So that's where we are, in the land of Egypt. And I should probably also mention that we have gone a long way back in time. In fact, I'd have to do this a very, very long time indeed, because we've gone back all the way to the year 1500 BC. That's 1500 years before Jesus came. Can anyone tell me how long ago that is from today?
Three thousand five hundred and fourteen years.
So here we all are then in this nice house in Egypt, 3514 years ago. And I hope that we're all sitting very comfortably, because I'm about to tell you the most amazing true story from the Bible. And guess what? It's set right here in this house. But I have to warn you that this story doesn't have a very happy beginning. Because we were all slaves in the land of Egypt. Now, being a slave is really horrible, because it means that you can't do anything that you want to do. We had to do everything that Pharaoh, who was the king of the Egyptians, told us to do. And Pharaoh was horrible. He was like your worst teacher, but 100 times worse. You know, he told us to make bricks all of the time. We never had a day off, and every single day we had to make bricks, bricks, and stupid bricks. Our backs ached, our hands hurt, and you know what? We were very, very sad. In fact, you know, the only time that we got a break was when we came back through the doors of our houses and collapsed, exhausted, on our beds. But what could we do? We were slaves. Well, some people said we just had to try and be brave and put up with it. But we were too sad for that. Some people said that we had to be strong and try and fight the Egyptians and make a getaway. Oh, there we go. But we were too weak for that, and they were way too strong. In fact, most people realized that what we really needed was a rescue. And so, you know, every night before we went to bed, we would pray, Lord God, please come and rescue us. Perhaps when we've been sad, we've prayed to God as well. Well, that's what we did. But you know, then something really amazing happened. You see, a guy called Moses came along. And Moses said to us that God had heard our prayers, and that God was going to come and punish Pharaoh and the horrible Egyptians for being so nasty to us and for ignoring and rejecting him. In other words, God was going to come and rescue us. And so we said, well, how is God going to bring about this amazing rescue? And here's what Moses said. He said, God is going to show that he is much more important and powerful than Pharaoh ever could be. And you know what? The next few weeks and months were amazing. You know, God turned all of the water in the River Nile to blood to show how powerful he was. He went and sent a whole plague of frogs across the whole land. They got absolutely everywhere. He sent hailstones the size of golf balls that came flying down. You know, he even sent a plague of massive grasshoppers as well. And you know the last thing he did? He turned the sky completely dark, so he couldn't see anything for 3 whole days. But after all of that, do you think that Pharaoh let us go? No, he didn't. Even after all of that, he said, no, I'm not going to let you go. And so Moses gathered us all together and he said, God is going to do one more thing. And after that thing, Pharaoh will definitely let you go. And so we all listened very carefully to what he said. And here's what Moses said. God is going to go through the land of Egypt tonight, and all of the firstborn sons are going to die. We felt very, very scared. Put your hand up if you're the eldest child. Okay, there's a few of us. But do you know what we said? We said, what about us? Are we going to be safe tonight? And Moses said, yes, you will be, but you must listen very, very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. Here's what you must do. First, you must take a lamb. You've got to kill the lamb, and then you've got to take the blood of the lamb, and you've got to paint it on your door frame. After that, you can eat the lamb for dinner, but whilst you eat it, make sure you have your suitcases packed so that you can make a really quick getaway, because Pharaoh will let you go. Well, we listened to everything that Moses told us. We killed our lamb, and we got the blood, and we painted it very carefully on top of our door frames. Do you know what Moses had said? He had said that when God saw the blood of the lamb painted on the door frames, that he would pass over our house and that we would be completely safe. You see, the lamb would die instead of us. So we made sure that we painted the door with the lamb's blood so that God would definitely see us and so that we would definitely be safe. Well, you know what? Night fell, and do you think we slept much that night? We were terrified. But then at about midnight, we began to hear the crying and wailing all through the land of Egypt. You see, when God had seen the blood of the lamb that was painted on our doorframe, well, he had passed over our house and we had been safe. But if the lamb's blood hadn't been painted on someone's doorframe, well, it was the eldest son who had died instead. Well, Pharaoh finally realized that God was more powerful and more important than he was. And so we grabbed our bags and he let us go at long last. But you know what? There was one more really important thing that Moses told us. You see, he said this rescue that God had done for us was so amazing that we had to make sure we never forgot it. And to help us to remember, God said that every single year we should have a meal where we ate a lamb. And that would help us to remember that it was the lamb's blood on the doorpost that had rescued us, that it was the lamb who had died instead of us. In other words, that blood would remind us of this. That we were to remember God's rescue. Every single year we were to remember God's rescue. We were to remember God's rescue from Egypt. Can you say that with me? Remember God's rescue from Egypt. One more time. Remember God's rescue from Egypt. But you know something even more amazing? God said that this rescue, as amazing as it was just a very, very small picture of a much bigger rescue that he was going to come and do. And 1,500 years later, Jesus came. And you know, when Jesus came, there was a man called John. And John pointed at Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, Jesus didn't look much like a lamb, but this lamb was a picture of what Jesus was going to do. You see, at the end of his life, Jesus died on the cross. And the Bible tells us that just like that lamb, Jesus died in our place. So if we trust in Jesus, then God sees that Jesus died so that we don't have to. You see, each of us has ignored God and gone our own way, and so we deserve his punishment. But if we trust in Jesus, well, just like that lamb, Jesus has died instead. And that means that if we're a follower of Jesus, instead of remembering a door frame, we have something else to help us to remember. We have a cross to help us to remember God's rescue of each of us. So we remember God's rescue through Jesus. Can we say that together? Remember God's rescue through Jesus. Remember God's rescue through Jesus. And we remember it every time we look at the cross, where Jesus died like a lamb instead of us, so that we can be safe, just like those Israelites all that time ago. And you know what? Jesus also gave us a meal to help us remember. Do you remember the Israelites? They had a meal of lamb once a year. Well, Jesus gave his followers a meal to help remember as well. He gave them bread and wine to help us to remember his body that had died on the cross and his blood that was poured out for us. Now, a little later in the service, there's going to be a chance for all of us here to remember God's rescue through Jesus by having that meal, eating that bread, and drinking that wine. We actually use grape juice, but it's the same kind of thing. Now, whether or not we ourselves will be eating that later on, we can use it as an opportunity to remember God's rescue through Jesus. But should we put our hands together and close our eyes and say a prayer? Lord God, we thank you that you are a God who rescues your people. Thank you that you rescued your people back in Egypt all those many years ago, that the blood of the Lamb was shed instead of them. And thank you that through Jesus you have rescued people today as well, that his blood was shed so that we can be forgiven and so that we can be friends with you. And thank you for giving us a wonderful meal. Remember that wonderful rescue. In Jesus' name, amen.